Chapter 7. Accordingly, the men of Kiriath-Jearim came and brought the ark of Jehovah up, and took it into the house of Abinadab on the hill. And Eleazar his son was the one whom they sanctified to guard the ark of Jehovah. And it came about that from the day of the ark's dwelling in Kiriath-Jearim, the days kept multiplying, so that they amounted to 20 years, and all the house of Israel went lamenting after Jehovah. And Samuel proceeded to say to all the house of Israel, If it is with all your heart you are returning to Jehovah, put away the foreign gods from your midst, and also the Ashtoreth images, and direct your heart unswervingly to Jehovah, and serve him alone, and he will deliver you from the hand of the Philistines. At that the sons of Israel put away the Baals and the Ashtoreth images, and began serving Jehovah alone. Then Samuel said, Collect all Israel together at Mizpah, that I may pray in your behalf to Jehovah. So they were collected together at Mizpah, and they went drawing water and pouring it out before Jehovah, and kept a fast on that day. And they began saying there, We have sinned against Jehovah. And Samuel took up judging the sons of Israel in Mizpah. And the Philistines came to hear that the sons of Israel had collected themselves together at Mizpah, and the axis lords of the Philistines got on their way up against Israel. When the sons of Israel heard of it, they began to be afraid on account of the Philistines. So the sons of Israel said to Samuel, Do not keep silent for our sakes from calling to Jehovah our God for aid, that he may save us from the hand of the Philistines. Then Samuel took a sucking lamb, and offered it up as a burnt offering, a whole offering to Jehovah. And Samuel began calling to Jehovah for aid in behalf of Israel, and Jehovah proceeded to answer him. And it came about that while Samuel was offering up the burnt offering, the Philistines themselves drew near for battle against Israel. And Jehovah now caused it to thunder with a loud noise on that day against the Philistines, that he might throw them into confusion, and they got defeated before Israel. At that the men of Israel sallied forth from Mizpah, and went in pursuit of the Philistines, and kept striking them down as far as south of Beth-Kar. Then Samuel took a stone, and set it between Mizpah and Jeshanah, and began to call its name Ebenezer. Accordingly, he said, Till now Jehovah has helped us. Thus the Philistines were subdued, and they did not come any more into the territory of Israel. And the hand of Jehovah continued to be against the Philistines all the days of Samuel. And the cities that the Philistines had taken from Israel kept coming back to Israel, from Ekron to Gath, and the territory of them Israel delivered from the hand of the Philistines. And there came to be peace between Israel and the Amorites. And Samuel kept on judging Israel all the days of his life. And he traveled from year to year, and made the circuit of Bethel and Gilgal and Mizpah, and judged Israel at all these places. But his return was to Ramah, because there was where his house was, and there he judged Israel. And he proceeded to build an altar there to Jehovah.